Beat the heat and stay cool and fresh like the Dead Set Legends with a Panasonic air conditioner. Call 1-300-COMFORT now.
Put your hands together. It is the birthplace of Triple M Sport way back when. New era. Make sure you've got your comfy pants on for the all-new 2020 Fresh Triple M Dead Set Legends. Gus Wallen.
The captain.
Jude Bolden.
Wrist immaculate.
Wendell Saylor.
That'll be enough for a penalty.
Because let's face it, Saturday is all right for fighting.
So welcome back
to Triple M. Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, welcome back to the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Wallen. And we do the show thanks to our mates at Panasales. Jude, how are you, brother?
Mate, really well. A bit sad we're going to finish up for the year.
Yeah.
I've absolutely loved being in this studio.
Are we going to meet up every Saturday anyway and just have brekkie and cuppers and stuff?
Probably not.
Now, look,
I love you guys, but probably not that much I love you.
Okay. Yeah, we've realised Gus is a bit of a small doses type of person.
Yeah, he's rare. He's cordial. You've got to water him down.
Wow, it's got a magnificent show coming up. Hey, you've got to get fired up here, Del, because we're going to ask, where will the NRL teams that we haven't spoken about yet finish in 2021? We've got the Knights, Cowboys, Eels, Panthers, Rabbitohs, Dragons, Roosters and Tigers. Where are they going to end up? So if you're a fan of those teams, make sure you're around for the next couple of hours. We're going to talk to Jonathan Thurston. We're talking to Dylan Alcott. We're talking to Wayne Carey. And we're talking to this bloke that, honestly, I would love him just to jump off my coattails. Hugh Jackman.
Oh,
get your own show, mate.
Oh,
why do you always want to come on our show? Anyway, she'll be an absolute cracker. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Dead Set Legends.
Gus Wallen. Jude Bolden. Wendell Saylor. The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
This is the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Wallen. And we do the show thanks to our mates at Panasales. And of course, we want to talk about the NRL season in 2021. And you've been going through the last couple of weeks, Del. Sides, where they're going to finish in 2021. Go for it now, Jude.
Yeah, let's start with the Newcastle Knights. Where do you see them in 2021, Del?
Oh, look, it just depends on how Kalyn Ponga sets the standard, you know. He's their magic man in the back there. They've got a really good forward pack. Tyson Frizzell goes there. So they're going to be thereabouts between, I think, 6th and 10th. So
yeah.
I reckon they'll land probably 9th, but...
Okay.
Yeah, but they're a good side and they're very, very well coached.
What about Mitchell Pearce? I mean, a little bit of conjecture over the summer about whether he's going to play for Newcastle or not. He's locked in there now.
I think they need Mitchell Pearce there for another couple of years, you know. They're building something nice there, and if he stays there, it gives them that stability.
Okay.
Right, North Queensland Cowboys. For me, it was just a little bit disappointing at different stages throughout this year.
Yeah, look, I think they're going to struggle a little bit, next year, because I just don't know if they've got the right players there. Valentine Holmes will be better for, obviously, coming back. But I just drink water, you know, and I think they've, you know, they're talking about getting Benji up there. I'm not sure what's happening there, but they've got to back their young talent, I think.
Okay.
So you got to,
In the eight or not?
No, not miss the eight.
Yep. What about Parramatta? Surely they're going to go the next step. What do you think?
No, I still think they're probably just watering that top four. Mitchell Moses needs to stand up for them to be like a grand finalist.
Okay. What about the Panthers? Can they go the next step? Did you have to lose one to win one?
Yeah, look, they're going to be thereabouts again. Really good talent. Obviously, they're disappointed. They're going to be probably in the top four, but just don't know. Just depends how it goes, you know. A few more players coming in. Josh Mansell is going to be moved on, so yeah.
What about James Tamau? He's left and gone to the Tigers. But, you know, he was one of those unsung heroes for the club that had a little bit of experience, won a premiership. He would have kept those young blokes together, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would have, but that's what you've got to do. You've got to rotate it, and James knew they got so much talent there, so he has to move on. So someone else will come in there and do a job.
So you don't think the Panthers can lose a grand final then win it the next year?
Oh, I don't think so. Look, we saw what happened with the Canberra Raiders. No.
Okay, there you go. Well, there are those four sides, and coming up next, it's going to be the Rabbitohs, the Dragons, the Roosters, and the Tigers. You're listening to the Dead Set Legends.
Gus Wallen, Jude Bolden, Wendell Saylor. The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends brought to you by our mates at Panasales, and we're going through sides in the NRL. Where are they going to finish, in Del's opinion, in 2021? Over to you, Jude.
Right, the Rabbitohs, Del, they finished sixth. They finished with 12-8 in terms of win-loss ratio. Where do you see them in 2021?
Yeah, look, I think they built quite nicely. Their forwards will be a bit better for the run. It just depends on how Adam Reynolds goes getting them around. Cody Walker's coming into sublime form. And depends what sort of talent they bring there. I think they're after the young young Joseph. I think they're after him, so they want to add him to the roster. But very well coached. So, look, I think they're going to finish in top four.
Okay, top four. What about the Dragons?
Oh, I think it's a big job for Hook down there. He's bringing some new blood into the Dragons. You've got to change their culture up. It's going to take a while, but, look, I can't see them making the eight. I reckon they'll finish 12th or 13th.
Yeah, something close to home for Gussie and I, the Roosters, mate. Where do you see them finishing? I mean, it just they looked like they were pretty spent by the end of the year, and it was tough to go back again.
Yeah, look, they're going to be thereabouts in top four again. Depends what happens with Boyd Cordner. Obviously, he might have a year off with that head knock, you know. So good luck to Boyd. The halfback problem is a problem for you. So Lachie Lamb might fill in that role for a little while. But young Sam Walker will get an opportunity.
Yeah, so Sam Walker, you think he'll get an opportunity? Bit about him. Yeah. He covered him up in the juniors, but obviously a big step up to the NRL.
No, he's a very classy young player, but schoolboy's different to NRL. So, a lot of the Roosters players and a lot of the professionals think that he's got what it takes, but you never know until you get there.
Okay, what about the Tigers? Got them finishing 9th or 10th?
I think the Tigers will miss the 8. Well, they'll be thereabouts, but like, I reckon 13th or 14th they will. There's something about the Tigers that they just can't get it right.
What about it right now? You've gone through over the last couple of weeks all the teams, where they're going to finish. You haven't given us a winner, and you haven't given us a wooden spooner. So I know it's a bit hard to do it so far out, but who's your winner and your wooden spooner in 2021, Del?
I'm going to go Canberra Raiders.
Okay, you went the Raiders last year too.
Yeah, I think the Raiders will learn a bit from that. They were spent by the end of it. And then wooden spoon, geez, it's going to be hard. I'm going to, really? Okay, it's my job. I'm going to say the Bulldogs, but...
Oh, the Bulldogs with Barrett and all the new talent.
He's brought, he
brought everyone in and you just...
you're throwing them under the bus.
Wow. They've got to show me something first.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. There you go. Where your teams will finish in terms of Del's opinion in 2021. Coming up next on the Dead Set Legends, it is the one and only Jonathan Thurston.
Gus Wallen. Jude Bolden. Wendell Saylor. The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
This is the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Warland. And we do the show thanks to our mates at Panasales. Time now to speak to this guy.
If you look up legend in the dictionary, you'll find a photo of our next guest.
Tackle 5, this is the last.
During his 16-year career, he did it all. 4 Dally M Awards.
Dally M winner, Jonathan Thurston, ladies and gentlemen.
3 Golden Boots. A World Cup. 11 State of Origin titles.
He hits it, he's got it!
2 premierships.
He's got the premiership!
And the best laugh in a footy. Straight into the starting line now. Please welcome Dead Set legend, Jonathan Thurston.
Yeah, he is certainly the number 7 for the Dead Set Legends team, Del. One of your great mates and a great mate of rugby league. Jonathan Thurston, thanks for joining us on the Dead Set Legends, brother. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
JT, it's Del here, mate. I want to go back to the 2015 Grand Final. For me, it was mixed emotions because I was commentating it and I wanted the Broncos to win, but then because we were such good mates, you'd won the 2004 Grand Final, but you didn't really feel that you'd sort of earned the right because Stephen Price was injured. But that Grand Final, it was epic. It had everything. For you, at the end of that game, just to see you kick that field goal, but I think the most iconic picture I've got in my head is you and your beautiful daughter, Frankie, sitting in the middle with that little chocolate doll.
Yeah, look, it's no doubt it's the greatest memory I've got on the football field, the 2015 Grand Final. You know, I've got a lot of great memories over my career. So, that's her favourite doll when she was a kid. We still got it. The 3 other girls still walk around the house with it. Its name is Joker. I don't know why she came up with the name of Joker. But, look, it's a pretty iconic image. We just want our girls to grow up and be kind and making sure that, they're very inclusive of everyone around them. They're just starting their schooling now. So, the first... 6 to 8 years of their life is very crucial into the way that they're going to turn out as people. So, we just want them to be kind people.
JT, we know you're a bit of a scallywag, and we've got one in our studio here next to me.
We've got the captain.
I just want to take you back. You might have been driving up. You've just had an operation. You're driving up north to Mission Beach, and a photo that was blasted across the papers of Wendell Saylor rubbing sunscreen on Willie Mason's back. Can you take us through what your thoughts when you're driving there?
It was that long ago. Look. Hopefully that photo has been burnt and deleted because it wasn't a good look. But
I tell you what's good about JT. I'd sort of known who Jonathan Thurston was coming through, and Willie Mace and I have always been mates. You know, we had the same manager, and Mace said to me, he goes, mate, JT might come and join us. This is after the first day, and I said, oh, mate, that'd be nice. I'd like to meet the young kid. Anyway, JT, I'm pretty sure you remember at the time he actually had two operations. Both on his wrist. So he actually drove from Townsville to Mission Beach to meet the boys.
How far's that drive?
Three, 4 hours, JT. That's commitment. I knew he was going to be a good bloke when that happened.
Yeah.
And because he himself was told that he was too small, that he'd never make it. Yeah. Clubs knocked him back.
Speaking of injuries, JT, that shoulder injury, 2017, you've kicked that conversion. 2 minutes to just sink New South Wales hearts. I mean, just take us through that sort of mindset, getting ready for those sort of shots.
Yeah, look, it's what you live for. You know, for myself, to put myself in those situations, you know, it's at training when the boys are around and, come on, boys, give me a scenario. What are we here? And then, you know, they'll be booing me and, you know, calling me all these names and, you know, swearing at me and carrying on to try and put me off. So, you know, like when I'm actually playing the game, it's like I'm – when I'm in that situation, it's like I'm the only person in the field because I'm so focused. Mm. It's my routine that I go through. So, you know, I pick out a target behind the goalpost that I want to aim for. You know, I put the ball on the tee. I take a few steps back and make sure that the ball is pointed at that target. You know, and once I'm happy with that, I stand over the top of the ball. I wiggle my toes because I like to get a feeling in my foot where I'm going to strike the ball. Take a look at the target again. I take my 4 steps back. And I take my 3 steps to the left and a half a step back. And when I'm standing there, I visualize my running. I walk in to strike the ball. I count my steps. I don't know why. I just always count my steps when I run into kick the ball. Visualize that, count my steps in my head, and visualize the ball going through the sticks, visualize the ball coming back up on the tee. And once I've done that, I just do it for real, and yeah, that's my last ever memory in the maroon jersey in 2017.
It's yeah, right, that mate. We're giving you a couple of minutes,
Wales,
mate.
So it was awesome, but
right,
yeah,
oh, mate,
it was good fun.
Right, enough of the questions about Queensland, Jude. Jesus,
yeah,
can we just talk about one of the most iconic celebrations of the All Star Game? Try scored in the corner by Big Dell. He gets up and he does the didgeridoo. He told us earlier that was actually your idea to actually do that. Is that right?
Yeah. So I think one of the McGuinness brothers did it for a try celebration years ago when I was only a kid. So, we were warming up in the sheds. And, I don't know why. I just said to Del, you know, if you score a try, go and grab the corner post and play the didge, and I'll do the corroboree around you. And none of the other boys knew about it. And lo and behold, Dell scores the first try of the All-Stars. Yeah, it's one of the iconic images of the NRL All-Stars. And, it's good to see that that game has gone on and starting to represent the boys, what they stand for, and, you know, giving Australia and rugby league a piece of Indigenous culture and the history of our culture.
This show is called Dead Set Legends, and I think, guys, we can all agree that you are a dead set legend. Thank you so much for sharing a bit of time with us this morning on the show, and you know, you are welcome back anytime, brother. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks awesome, for having JT. Me.
Cheers, mate. Love to see you on the bills, mate. Cheers, buddy.
Good on you, mate.
Gus Wallet, Jude Bolden, Wendell Saylor, the Triple M Dead Set Legends.
This is the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton, Gus Warland, and we do the show thanks to our mates at Panasales. And boys, it's time now to do our top five moments of the NRL season. Firstly, it is the Storm Premiership winners, again against all odds.
David pass is intercepted. Melbourne win the comp. Melbourne win the Premiership. Kafusi is the man that goes to ground. And the Melbourne Storm have done it again. The mighty Melbourne. Todd Storm. They are the kings of rugby league.
Yeah, they are the kings of rugby.
Phenomenal effort, wasn't it?
But in the end, they did it pretty well.
Yeah, they did. They set up there in the Sunshine Coast, got a bit of sun, a little bit of golf, and then just came down here and went, bang, see you later, Panthers.
Oh. They certainly did that. What about this, boys? The Josh Papali incredible ankle tap.
Taken on the full by Jamal Fogarty. Back to the 20 metres for a restart, which he does very quickly. Jamal Fogarty's away. Oh, he's away, Fogarty. Over the 30. Oh! Oh! He's ankle tapped. Ankle tapped by big Josh Papali.
No way. And he's lost it. That's the play of the season.
Yeah. I was off the couch watching that. That was amazing. To see his
big man. That's what turns that culture around a little bit, you know. That's so good from Fogarty. He's been a journeyman for a little while now. Good to see him do that big play.
Exactly right. What about, well, this song? You may not quite recognise it, but it's the TikTok that that Cleary did. And, of course, then the Panthers went on a 17-in-a-row run. There you go, Nathan Cleary. Obviously, from that moment onwards, his season went pretty good.
For him to bunker down after that and just get it done, it was a stunning turnaround.
Massive effort by the young man. Like, a bit of pressure, but who doesn't like entertaining?
Exactly right. Well, that's what you did, big fella. What about the rule changes? That's been huge, huge moments in the NRL season.
Tackle here for the Roosters.
The ding, 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 and the captain's call, and a few other stuff as well. It really quickened the game up.
Sped up the game. Less tackle. That's been really strong.
It's a great product, you know. Great athletes, and you know, we just love the footy the way it has been now. So it's great.
Exactly right. What about this one? Project Apollo, May 28 restart when everyone else said the season was ended.
Ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We have a liftoff.
We certainly do. And when Peter Blandy said, this is what we're going to do, everyone went, come on, mate. You can't do that.
It seemed so bullish at the time, didn't it? It was like, are we actually doing this? And then, sure enough, everyone's just tried to follow suit. And he cut a swathe and found a path.
Exactly right. He's the godfather. Like, you just don't want to cross this man, do you? He's just got that look about him.
Gets it done.
He certainly does. Well, they're the top five moments of the NRL season, the way that we saw them. Of course, so many more moments we could have picked as well. But I'm just glad we got it done, boys.
Gus Wallet, Jude Bolden, Wendell Saylor, the Triple M Dead Set Legends.
This is the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Warland. And we do the show thanks to our mates at Panasales. And time now to do the best bits of tackles, which is basically a section every week, Jude, where you fire up, something gets under your claw, but you're also giving it to Del and I, of course, brought to you by Gear Wrench, been with us all year. Let's have a listen.
Hey, Jude. Tackles.
Righto, boys, let's kick it off with the best of tackles this year. And remember when VB announced they were releasing a fragrance? What if they did an ode to Gus?
Oh, no.
Gus just walks into that long boardroom confidently. He strides in to the brainstorming meeting with all the suits like an Ari Gold scene in Entourage. Pitch it to me. What have you got? Except I can see Gus wearing his tight rooster shorts, arms crossed, hairy hobbit feet up on the table and those infamous Crocs. They've all looked at each other and then reluctantly conceded. Despite the laws of attraction, if we were to refine you, Gus, and turning you into tiny droplets of cool Warland, even on Superman himself, this stuff would be like liquid kryptonite, literally. So whether you're seeking the latest Todd DeCarney cologne, just do your due diligence, because we know some of them resemble the foot jam from Gus's stinking Crocs. Then we had that new Tasmanian NBL team nicknamed the Jack Jumpers. The team name is derived from a Tassie native ant, and it kicked up the proverbial nest, an insect that's supposedly just as savage as Gussie at a buffet or a 12-pack of donuts. Well, for me, you can stick the boring alternatives, the pride and the tridents, up your you-know-what. The Jack Jumpers have more to worry about than their name. First of all, they have to ensure that they're not a defunct NBL club before they can get a good run at it. And secondly, they better keep merchandise affordable for those locals. Now, Del, we know you love your singlets. Yeah, just all those cut-off tops.
Gets the big fellas out.
Just get the guns out. But if the Jack Jumpers singlets are any more than $60 and don't accommodate for their two heads down there, well, they'd be like a cheap circumcision, a bloody rip-off. One weekend on Tackles, we decided to rip into how soft our kids are becoming. They get a ribbon for just turning up. They're wrapped in cotton wool, and one thing is for sure, they sure as hell are never grateful. It starts with having a Frozen or Star Wars themed party, then you're spoiling your budding young cricketer with a 2,500 MRF bat or putting Lego together that seems as big as the Taj Mahal, then you're considering buying them a pony. You know, it'll never run at Brandwick or anything like that, but that bat, that cost you more than a small car, mind you. You sit back at that local oval and watch them make more ducks than Wendell Saylor. Well, we need to unload like Chad Townsend on Caelan Poggin on parents like this. Stop pandering to these kids. We do too damn much for them, and it doesn't do the kids justice. It seems like a lifetime ago, but remember when each of the states were crying out for who could host the AFL Grand Final? Let's start with New South Wales. We want it here. And MP Stuart Ayres is having a big crack. But really, does the AFL want their ultimate game as a curtain raiser the day before the league Grand Final? Would Gil McLachlan kick off the dew for Sir Peter Vallandis? Hardly. You reckon that would dent the ego a little. Let's face it, he's not some fluffer like Gus in the Hugh Jackman's major scenes. It's a bit like telling Dell in a production meeting that he's been reduced to the support act. Ooh. He's not the main man on the show. What? That's never gone well.
Oh. Gus Wallet. Jude Bolden. Wendell Saylor.
Who?
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.